Sunrose Yoga Podcast. Reveal your sacred nature through the practice of yoga. Blessings. It's Kelly Connor Sunrose. Come visit sunroseyoga.com, the web home of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast. At sunroseyoga.com, you can listen to past podcasts, browse yoga and meditation videos, and read articles on the practices and philosophy of yoga, written by curious and devoted yogis. You can also view all of the show notes, find all of the ways to connect, and view my teaching schedule. Visit sunroseyoga.com today. The Sunrose Yoga Podcast is supported by the generous donations of our listeners. Thank you all for your support and donations. If you enjoy Sunrose Yoga, please consider making a donation. Any amount is greatly appreciated. You can make a donation securely by clicking the donate button at sunroseyoga.com. Thank you. Blessings, my dears. Thank you so much for joining me for episode 86. Of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast. I am Kelly Connor Sunrose, your host and kindred on the yogic path. This podcast includes a 75-minute, all-levels class of moderate physical intensity, where we focus on Yoga Sutra Chapter 1, Verse 33. This is a topic I've written a bit about in recent months, so please do check out the show notes and related posts at sunroseyoga.com. Many thanks for sharing your practice and for all of you who have reached out on Facebook, Twitter, email, and the blog. I love you.
We've been talking about Sutra 133, Chapter 1, Verse 33, which is sort of like a miniature recipe for how to be happy. The sutras themselves are like a big recipe for how to be happy, but this is a little recipe that pertains specifically to our interactions with others. By cultivating attitudes of friendliness toward those who are happy, compassion toward those who are suffering, delight toward the virtuous, and equanimity toward wrongdoers, thoughts become purified, and the obstacles to self-knowledge are lessened. So we've been just talking about the first part of that, cultivating an attitude of friendliness toward those who are happy. On its surface, it sounds easy. And when we're having a good day, it's probably pretty easy. But when we're not having the greatest of days, should say, when I'm not having the greatest of days, and I run across someone who's just happy and sunshine, it's hard. It's hard. But it's better when we share. My daughter watches Yo Gabba Gabba. Do you guys, are you familiar with this little show? And there's this little fella, this little gentleman named Broby, who's always just like, wah, wah, wah. And something that they're always telling Broby on this show is, it's more fun when we share. Happiness is more fun when it's shared. And also, when you flip it around and you think about if you are in a great mood or you have good news, and you look over at your friend when you tell her or him how great your day is or whatever, and you see that they're not excited for you, oh, it just makes you wanna take it all back and turn within. And that's no good either. That's not a good feeling. And so how do we get to that point when we're having a bad day? Or not even a bad day, but just getting through, checking things off the list kind of a day. And I think it's in the space. I think it's in the pause, where we go from reacting to pausing and responding from here, letting our true nature bubble up and shine through. So let's come to a tall seat, a luminous seat. Let the low body soften and relax. And connect with the elegant length of the spine. And slowly bring your hands to your heart in whatever gesture or shape feels right now. And let the weight of your hands ground you in your heart. Let the weight of your hands remind you of your true nature, peace, love, bliss. And as you breathe in, breathe straight into the center of your heart. And as you breathe out, bow to your heart. Bow to the pursuit of remembering your true nature. And we'll slowly release the hands and start to lift the face and the focus. And take your time to come to table, hands and knees, all fours, Chakravakasana. And just pause here. Just feel what you feel as you connect the length of each finger with the earth, as you feel your knees being supported by earth. And with your next breath in, lengthen the spine. Maybe tuck the chin a little bit. Feel the space grow between the earlobes and the shoulders. And with your next breath out, tuck the toes under and lift the hips toward downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. Move your body as it feels right. Sort of ease your way into this shape.
notice what you feel there. Start to feel the shoulder blades being drawn down the back. And as you breathe in, step your right foot forward between the hands, helping it to light out. And then either keeping your back knee on the floor or lifting it up. Stay on the ball of the left foot. Just let your heart shine forward as you move your shoulders and your shoulder blades down. Let them just soften down. And if you can imagine here, just a sensation of broadening through your sitting bones. You might not see anything from the outside world, but just feel yourself sort of widening, broadening through the tops of the thighs into the sitting bones. And if your left knee is lifted off the floor, take a teeny tiny bend in that knee, none of them just the same, so that you've got some muscle happening there. And bring the hands to the top of the right thigh. Press the hands into the top of the right thigh as you lengthen the spine. And as you breathe out, let everything soften. And we'll bring the hands together at the heart. And as you breathe in, release the hands down, circle sweep the arms around and up overhead. And exhale the hands back to your arms. And we'll do that just a few more times at the pace of the breath. Maybe straightening your right leg as you breathe in, bending the knee as you breathe out. Maybe doing something else. Move like you. Feel the breath. Moving into the back of the body. Notice where your awareness rests in the body. And the next time the fingertips are reaching skyward, just pause there for a breath or two. Continuing to engage your left leg. Maybe bend the left knee just a little bit more. Maybe isometrically scissor the shins toward the midline. And as you breathe in, reach the fingertips forward and down to the earth, planting your left hand on the floor right below the shoulder. And as you breathe out, turn to the right, placing your hand on your hip, and if it feels right, extending your right hand toward the sky. And as you breathe in, untwist. And as you breathe out, retwist. You do that a few times at the pace of your breath, moving like you. Just see if there's a way for you to stretch out the movements to match the breath, where you feel that very, very bottom of the exhalation, where you're just kind of bringing out the last bit of breath at the very top of your twist. And where you paused at the very top of your in-breath, that point of arm twisting. And the next time you find yourself in the full stretch, in the full twist, pause here and find lightness in the left hand. Feel as though you could almost push yourself away from the earth with that hand. Feel as though you could find just the teeniest bit more in the wingspan. And
and then soften everywhere, soften somewhere, maybe from the skin. And as you breathe in, untwist. And as you breathe out, step back to downward facing dog. Oh, downward facing dog, feel different this time. Very juicy.
Notice what you feel.
And as you breathe in, step your left foot forward. Move right knee. Help that foot. Get your body situated and placed in a way that you know is just right. You might feel the points of the hips start to work together, shining toward the front of your mat. Let your heart shine forward, and then let the shoulders move down the back. Beautiful, yeah. And slowly bring the hands to the top of the left thigh. Press the palms down as you lengthen the spine. Feel the line you're creating from your right heel all the way out through the crown of the head. And as you're ready, bring your hands together at your heart. And breathe in, circle the arms. Breathe out, bring everything back to the heart. We'll do that a few more times at the pace of the breath. Move like you. And notice what thoughts arise. Who would you be without the stories you tell yourself about your body? Who would you be without any of those stories? Who would be your true, ultimate, essential self? Right where you need to be. The next time the fingertips are reaching skyward, pause here. Linger. See if you can let this posture be vibrant all the way out to your fingernails. And then soften. Somewhere. Everywhere. And as you breathe in, reach the fingertips forward and down to the earth, planting your right hand on the floor right below the shoulder. Bring the left hand to the left hip, and as you exhale, turn to the left. Maybe extending your left hand side. And do that a few more times at the pace of your breath. Moving like you. Finding that balance of effort and ease. Finding the will to pause whenever you remember to pause. The next time you are in the full twist, Parivrita Arjuneyasana, pause here. Find a way to enjoy wherever you are. Enjoy the sensation of breath. Enjoy the sensation of what having a body means. Enjoy recognizing whatever thoughts arise. And as you breathe in, untwist slowly. And as you breathe out, step forward to forward fold, Uttanasana. Let this be a healing forward fold. There's no pressure to reach for the earth. We're just feeling yourself in relationship with and to gravity. The back of the skull soften. Let the breath move into the back of the body, the back of the lungs. And let the feet be with the earth.
Let's slowly bend the knees just a bit so your booty drops down. And then step your feet close together if they aren't already. And keeping the booty low and the knees bent, on a breath in, let's bring the torso upright and sweep the arms toward the sky to Utkatasana. Good. Now just be soft here. Don't beat yourself up. Don't feel like you need to shove a square peg into a round hole. Let the natural shape of your natural form you create here sort of be what it is. Maybe just invite your thumbs to move back, just the teeniest, tiniest bit, yeah. And then to relax your shoulders, yeah. With your next breath out, bow to the earth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you guys know how much I hate Utkatasana. That's why I'm doing it.
It feels so good when we get out of it. I don't hate it. I used to. Now that I do it all the time, I kind of like it. And so from here, let's scooch the feet just the teeniest bit wider. You might even bring them about hip width. And bring your hands to your low back and interlace your hands at your low back. Continue to let the crown of your head be heavy. So if you notice any strain on your neck, it might make sense to bend your knees slightly. And start to straighten your arms away from your low back. So the hands start to move toward the sky. And if you can, if it feels okay to do so, see if there's a way to squeeze the heels of your hands together. And at the same time, stay soft in your face. And then slowly bring the hands back to the low back. Before releasing them to the earth. And it might feel good to bring your hands to the back of your head here, to just let the back of the skull relax. And maybe to shift the hips from left to right. And then release the hands again to the earth. And on a breath in, step your right foot back about one leg's length. Lower the heel to the earth, and let's rise up to Virabhadrasana 2, Warrior 2. The arms will be out in T. Right leg is straight and strong, left knee is bent. Just take a few breaths to saunter your way into this shape. Feel your toes.
Inhale the tips of your fingers. Let your arms just rest. Let your shoulders just rest. And with a breath in, bend the left elbow, bring the forearm to the top of the left thigh. And as you breathe out, drop your right arm toward earth, and then just continue making this half circle until you reach that point where you're like, oh, I'm reaching for the spot where the wall and the ceiling meet. And then soften somewhere, soften everywhere. Can you feel each of your toes making contact with earth? Can you feel the lotus flower in your heart being drawn toward the sky where the sun is? If you are interested in getting to know the core a little more intimately, you might consider bringing the left arm parallel with the right. Oh, that's hard. I can't talk and do it at the same time. I'm just going to be honest about everything. It's hard. With a breath in, bring your entire torso back upright. Turn your left toes to face the same direction as the right, bringing the hands to the hips. Connect your big toes with the earth as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, hinge from the hips. Press the sitting bones back, tucking the chin ever so slightly. And if it feels right, then lower your hands to the earth right below the tops of the shoulders, or keep the hands on the hips. If you have a tendency to hyperextend the knees, take a micro bend, excuse me, in the knees, and see if there's a way to maintain contact between both the inner and the outer ball of your foot, of each foot and the earth. See if there's a way to maintain contact between the inner heel and the outer heel. And finally, see if there's a way for you to communicate to your kneecaps and to your quads, and to invite your quads to lift your kneecaps. Don't worry if you see or feel anything here. Just let that communication take place. And then take a teeny tiny bend in your knees and use the strength of your legs as you breathe in to push down into the earth with your feet and use the legs to draw your torso up with a supported and flat back. And from here, let's turn the right toes out to the right. And resituate your left foot so that your right heel bisects your instep. And the joints of the hips are facing the long side. Inhale the arms out to T. And as you exhale, bend your right knee. Coming to Virabhadrasana 2, warrior 2. Feel yourself brighten and then soften. And as you breathe in, bend your right elbow, bring the forearm to the top of the right thigh, and as you exhale, of the shoulders be drawn down. Shoulder blades be invited down the back. And again, if you would like to just get to know your core, feel the fire. Run that right arm parallel with the left. Try to maintain contact with all parts of the feet and the earth here. When the effort is clear, find the ease. As you breathe in, come all the way back up. Turn your right toes to face the same direction as the left. Bring your hands back to your hips, and as you exhale, hinge from the hips. Prasarya Chaturanga Dandasana. Feeling gravity. This time, bring your hands to your low back. Interlace your hands. And again, start to bring your arms towards straight so that your hands are moving in the direction of the sky. And then maybe forward in the direction of your head. Don't strain, just let it be what it is. Maybe remind yourself there's nowhere to go. You're there. Let it unfold. Slowly bring the hands back to the hips. And then maybe taking a teeny tiny bend in the knees, use that muscle from the legs to draw yourself back. As you're up, turn your left toes to face the left. And we'll just exhale into Virabhadrasana 2. And as you inhale, cartwheel the hands to the earth. And exhale to downward facing dog. Arjuna Vishvanasana. Luxuriate here. Feel the inner thigh is pressing back toward the wall behind you. Let the tops of your shoulders be invited to let go. And as you breathe in, come either to plank, top of a push-up, or to hands and knees, table, or to half plank. Wherever you are, let yourself soften the heart toward the earth. Let the heart drop down so that you're really in your arm bones. You feel your arm bones. Let your gaze shift forward on the floor. And press out through your heels. Even if you're in table, tuck the toes under and just press out through the heels. And on an exhalation, lower your knees, your belly, and your chest all the way down to the earth. And let's just scooch the hands forward, maybe one hand length, but where you're still able to keep your elbows close to your sides while you rest on your chest. Press the tops of the feet into the floor so that your shins and your kneecaps lift away from the earth. Your legs are engaged. And then spread the fingertips wide, and without pulling up or anything, pull your heart forward like we were going to do some drill where we slither across the floor on our bellies. And then from there, with a breath in,
start to peel your heart and the front of the ribs from the floor. So you're pulling yourself up rather than pushing at this point. And then let the shoulders be soft. So your triceps should feel something. And your legs should feel like they're working. And then feel what else you feel. And as you exhale, release down to the earth. And without even changing your shape, see if there's a way to come to no effort here. Maybe your palms just kind of turn up. Your heels release. Notice if you happen to have been holding in your low back and let go. Notice where else you may have been holding and release. And we'll slowly start the process of engaging just with the feet, pressing the tops of the feet into the floor. Push your hands into the floor so that you can come to Sphinx, where you're resting on your forearms and your elbow is pretty much right below each shoulder. And so we'll start by just pressing the top of the left foot into the floor. Don't worry about doing it so much that everything else lifts. Just start with that level of engagement. And then bend your right knee. Good. Notice how things shifted. Notice what you feel as you bend. And from here, it might feel okay to reach back and to grab the top of your right foot, and to maybe just invite that foot to move toward your booty. There's no right way to engage with your foot here, so if it feels better to hold it in one way or the other. If you're not working with any trouble in your mid to low back or pinchiness, you might also experiment with pushing your left hand into the floor and straightening the arm. Although this can compress the lumbar spine. Slowly release your right foot. Come back to regular old Sphinx. And then maybe just windshield wiper your heels back and forth. And let's begin again on the right side. Engage the right foot with earth. Find that connection between your right hand and the earth. And then slowly start to bend your left knee. And just notice how that shifts things. Where your anchor drops. And then maybe reach back with your left hand and catch the top of your left foot. And take a few moments just to feel what this feels like. There's nowhere to go. Just be where you are. And if it feels good to press the right hand into the earth and lift the elbow away,
Slowly lower back to your elbow if you've lifted, and lower your leg. Move your hands back until they're right underneath your shoulders. And then press your hips back toward the heels. You might even tuck your toes under here and push your heels back. Just sort of pausing in this lengthening version of Bhaktasana devotional. Notice where you are holding. And with a breath out, move toward downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. We'll pause. And as you breathe in, make your way back toward plank, or back toward half plank. Support your body. Good. Now we'll roll toward Vashistasana, side plank on the right side. It might feel right to come to table and to lower your right knee to the earth, extending your left leg straight, extending your left hand toward the sky. It might feel good to, with both hands on the floor, flex the feet, roll to the outside edge of your right foot, and then extend. Something that has really been helping me lately here is to imagine a rainbow underneath your lower ribs, just sort of that bow pulling you up. That feeling of, oh, I could push myself away from the earth. And then as you're ready, come back to regular old plank or regular old fashioned table. And let's practice on the other side. Coming in like you. Moving methodically, moving slowly. Seeing if there's a way to lengthen the space, increase the space between the top ribs, and decrease the space between the bottom ribs. Engaging down. Feel the rainbow lifting you up. And then come on back to maybe table, and then rest in child's pose. So one more posture along these lines before we come down to the earth completely. We'll make our way either to table or to plank, and we'll find our way towards wild thing. If you're coming from plank, we'll first roll to side plank on the right side, extending, and then lift up the top foot, step back, bent knee, lift the hips toward the sky, reach toward the front of the room. From table, side table, foot back, sort of like let's call this Martha Graham Starburst. Does that make sense to anybody else? Martha Graham Starburst, like knee bent, leg back. So from table, plant your right knee, straighten your left leg, step back, press the hips up, reach up, go crazy.
freedom. Come back when you're ready. And let's switch sides. I feel like this shape calls for us to kind of cry out liberation. This feels like liberate, like Kyphalia, liberation. So maybe let's call it out together. Liberation!
Normally, I just yell liberation when I'm doing a handstand. There's something about the feet being off the floor that's just like, ah. Nice little rock from side to side. And then from here, we will release the grasp on the toes or the feet, but let your legs straighten and be drawn toward one another so that sort of like your feet are pointing straight up toward the sky. The soles of the feet are pointing toward the sky. And then we'll extend the arms in the same way, where the palms are facing each other. And see if there's a way for you to really settle into your joints, into your shoulders, and into your hips. Sort of like snuggle your arms into their sockets and your legs into their sockets. And then we'll release the arms down to our sides with the palms facing up. Maybe spread the fingertips and press your fingernails into the floor. And we'll start to work on what is necessary for shoulder stand. If you can start to move your shoulder blades down your back. And as you do that, you might feel your upper arms, the tops of your shoulders becoming a little more familiar with the earth. And as you do that, you might feel your heart start to move in the direction of your chin while you keep your chin just steadily gazing straight ahead. Now let's draw the knees toward the chest and just rest, while keeping the arms where they are, the shoulders engaging, the heart moving toward the chin. Now let's rest completely. Bring the soles of the feet to the floor. And just take a breath or two, a minute or two, to feel held by the earth. And if you can reach for one of your blocks, reach for one of your blocks. If you can't, maybe that means I will help you grab one of your blocks. And we'll start this whole process just by drawing the tops of the shoulders away from the ears, moving the shoulder blades down the back, and then feeling the heads of your arms press down into the earth. And as you do that, you might feel your heart lift up. And pressing the soles of the feet into the floor, lift the hips, lift the sacrum away from the floor, and then place the block in whatever position feels okay to you underneath your sacrum. It can be low, medium, or high, and you can also change your mind. Now notice as you did that, if you changed your neck or head to where you're now tucking your chin toward your chest instead of moving your chest toward your chin. And if you did, try to come back to a neutral neck. And either holding your block or just letting your palms face the sky, draw your right and left knee toward your chest. And then extend your right and left foot toward the sky. Engaging the feet, pressing the heads of the arms, the tops of the shoulders into the earth, moving the shoulder blades down the back, keeping your neck natural so your chin is just the same as if you were standing upright having a conversation with someone.
Very nice. And if there's a way to notice the path of your breath, to be with your breath as it moves into your body, around your body, and out of your body,
be with that. And if there's a way to soften the back of your skull so that you just feel held by the earth, and slowly draw one and then both knees back toward your chest. And then release one and then both feet toward the floor. It might feel good to just pause here in supported bridge, supported Setu Bandha Sarvangasana, or some version of that. And to notice the path of the breath here. And pushing both of the feet into the floor, lift the hips up just enough to move the block out of the way. And then slowly roll all the way down. Maybe rocking from side to side. To T, so they're perpendicular to your spine. And with bent knees, maybe lift the feet up off the floor. Just kind of get some nice massaging of the sacrum.
And take in a full breath here. And as you breathe out, start to lower your lower body to the right. Don't worry about whether your left shoulder floats up off the floor. And just take some breaths here, softening, noticing if you are holding anywhere, and letting go in those places. And this might be your pose. You might also enjoy straightening the top leg, the left leg. It's almost like you're kicking a soccer ball or something out to the right. And then straightening the right leg in the opposite way, sort of extending it as a line of your torso. It's almost like you're standing straight up. And then pause here, see if you can soften even the parts of the body that have decided to start working. And then if it feels okay, you might start to roll your torso toward the right. Really coming all the way over. You might even roll onto your belly. So your right arm is still kind of extending underneath your body, resting your right temple on the earth. Maybe your left arm comes along for the ride. Maybe it rests against your back. Maybe it reaches up overhead. If there's a way to soften more, and let an in-breath be an invitation to start to roll back to the center, nice and slow, just moving like you, replacing your left arm on the earth, bringing the knees back in close to the torso. And as you breathe out, let the lower body lower to the left. Not worrying about the right shoulder, just letting yourself become heavy. Feel good to extend your right leg out to the left and to extend your left leg down. And that really starts to make things sort of sing through the IT again. And if it's possible to pause and relax and pause and relax. Like to keep rolling to the left, maybe even onto your belly, the legs extending with your right arm coming to a place that feels right, you know, resting against your back or extending up overhead or some new place. Do that. If there's a way to soften into the earth. let an in-breath invite you to begin to roll back to the center. And to make any last movements, maybe extending the arms up overhead, doing whatever the body is calling for in this moment before making your way to your pose of final rest. Let yourself do as little as possible. Be more effortless.
Begin to bring your awareness back into your body. Remember your body. Let the breaths start to deepen. Remember your breath. And start to bring small movements back to your form, slowly, in a way that feels natural. Maybe sweep the arms up overhead and make your body just as long as possible. And then hug your knees to your chest. And one last little lower back massage. Letting that rocking carry you to your favorite side. And pausing, lingering there. Let whatever you happen to be feeling just rise up to the surface. And if it feels okay, send a little bit of whatever you are feeling to all beings everywhere. Start to make your way back to your seat slowly. Honoring where you've been, where you have yet to go. And let your hands make their way back to the heart in whatever way feels natural. When we linger in the pauses, in the space, in our true nature, then we always have a choice. Always have a choice how to respond. And let your mudra, your gesture, remind you of that. I thought we could close our time together by chanting Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu together 3 times. It means may all beings everywhere be happy and free. And after that, we'll just chant one Om. Don't worry if you forget the words or feel like you don't know them at all. It doesn't matter. We'll take a full cycle of breath before we begin. Deep breath in and out and in. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Thank you for sharing your practice with us, with this space, with yourself. Namaste.